Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, men and women of all ages, broadcasting live from the Mr. Nice Guy Studio in Denver, Colorado. Special 420 edition this week, bitches. Yeah. Time to tell your dad at the station to make you smile. WMNG, Mr. Nice Guy Radio. This is another edition of The Night Shift, and I am your host, Guy Nice. We're here every Monday through Thursday, 11 to 11:30 p.m. We still broadcast a lot to you on Eastern Standard Time, even though we're on the West Coast. Shout out to everybody in Nice Guy Nation. Shout out to everybody in Radio Land. 516-418-5813. That's 516-418-5813. That's the call-in number. We got the at work check in. Take the time, get on the line. Share with your boy. Got a night. What's on your mind? You got a question, comment about the show, whatever. We are sponsored and brought to you by your friend in the neighborhood, Mr. Nice Guy. You can find Mr. Nice Guy on Twitter at Mr. _ Nice Guy Tees. The Instagram is at Mr. Nice Guy Tees. And the online store is squareup.com/market/MNGTees. TEES. Make sure you enter your promo code, Guy Nice. Get you a nice little discount, show your support for the radio show. We get some more time on the air here with you, ladies and gentlemen. Shout out to Starbuds, Brighton Avenue. Shout out to Starbuds, Brighton Avenue. You know what I'm saying? That's our spot. That's the spot that we always hit first when we get off the plane in Denver. You know what I'm saying? Let's start the day in the beginning. You know what I'm saying? We met that cool ass dude. You remember buddy name? We didn't even get his name, huh? We met that cool ass old dude who was boarding the plane. He caught a look at one of the shirts. And he liked it. And he started talking to us about Wake and Bake and all this other shit. You know what I'm saying? Talking about that's why he moved to Denver. He was a real cool ass. Real smooth Willie Nelson old motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Cheech and Chong ass motherfucker. But buddy was cool, man. He was like 40 years. He been smoking for 40 years or some shit. Yeah, buddy was cool, man. Shout out to that dude. And then, you know what I'm saying, landing in Denver, bow. Landing in Denver, we ought to get the rent a car and shit. It's snow on the ground, ladies and gentlemen. Let me say that, it's snow on the ground. Other guys say it's cold as fuck, you know what I'm saying? It is cold, but it ain't, you know, it ain't like, holy shit, bro. We need coats and shit, you know what I mean? But King Surge flying in tonight, so he flying in from the rock. And I tell him, like, hey, you coming from the snow, going to the snow, you know what I'm saying? And like, nah, I hope it ain't no snow. So, but it ain't crazy, y'all, you know what I'm saying? It's nice. It's nice out here. Hopefully there'll be some great weather tomorrow. In the daytime, we ain't had to worry about none of that shit, you know what I'm saying? It seems like it's still little lab remnants of winter, you know what I'm saying? So we get the rent a car. We go to the rent a car spot. Shout out to Alamo. I put their name out there. Shout out to Alamo. We go to rent a car. You know what I'm saying? And we walk up there and we dealing with the guy. Now we talking to the other guy on the little shuttle to the rent a car place, right? I guess he going too. He started talking to us. Same thing about the shirts and shit and about his experience last year. He said last year was his first year coming to Denver, and they came for the Cannabis Cup, and then his son works for, I wish I remember the name of the spot. His son worked for a grow house or whatever, a grow corporation out in Michigan, and they were doing expo at the Cup. So he was out there and shit. Now, he said it was cool, but talked about how this year they're having it in California. So if y'all not up to date on that, there will be no High Times Cannabis Cup in Denver this year. But they have switched the location to California. I want to say San Diego. But, you know, if you're interested in checking that out, man, we don't necessarily come to Denver for the Cannabis Cup. We ain't never been to the Cannabis Cup. Not that we oppose to it. Shout out to Cannabis, you know what I mean? Shout out to High Time for the event. But, you know, we come here for our purpose, which is to build with the people of this great city who doing a great thing right now. You know what I'm saying? We always come back. What I'm saying that's what I'm trying to illustrate with these little examples right here, that every time we make this little journey, we end up making new friends and shit. So we talking to the old guy. He talking about he going to the Colorado Cup because they are having this event called the Colorado Cup. And from what I know, all this buzz started on Facebook. As soon as I found out about it, you know what I'm saying, I added it. You know, I was like, line it up. We going to that shit. You know, it was info. It was free. You know what I'm saying? Cannabis Cup charging. If you want the 3-day pass and all the bells and whistles and all that shit like $300, you know what I'm saying? Maybe $400. This shit free. Like, hell yeah, we hearing that. You know what I'm saying? That shit started turning to this super large ass event. You know what I mean? Over 500,000 people have liked this page. You know what I mean? So, free event and it's growing and the other little things. So at first I thought it wasn't going to happen. I was like, yeah, it's cool, but this shit getting too popular. They going to shut this shit down. You know what I mean? Let me get Cuzzo on the line, man. Cuzzo here. I'm just going to bring him in tonight, man. Send a powwow with your people, man. The collector. Going on, motherfucking. You on the night shit with God Nice.
Going on, God Nice?
Man.
How's the weather?
Yeah, it's all right. It's cool, man. It's just think about when we go up to Copper Mountain this time, though, man. It'll be some real deep snow out that motherfucker, dog. You know what I mean?
Y'all might be able to ski.
I'm cool, man. I ain't about to do all that. I ain't trying to break my shit. You know what I'm saying?
If you want to.
I got to go home to my kids. I can't break my leg, fool. You know what I'm saying?
Word up.
I got to go back to my job at Bennigan's. You know what I'm saying? Damn. By the way, it's a Bennigan's out here that's hiring. You know what I'm saying? We're going to stop soon and see if they take a transfer. You know what I mean?
Go to work.
I'm telling you, brother. Like, yes, sir. No longer in need.
How you
yes,
feeling,
sir.
Though, man?
I'm good, brother. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know what I'm saying? I had a crazy headache all day, bro. Crazy headache all day, bro. It's still kind of working on me a little bit, man. But I feel good, though, bro. You know what I'm saying? We had a good day, man. Yeah, you already know, bro. Yeah, we stopped through Starbucks. You know what I'm saying? That was our first stop on a tour this year again.
Same one?
Yeah, same one. My brother picked up the lemonade off the rip. You know what I'm saying?
Lemonade?
Yeah, you remember last time? Oh. Yeah, he got the lemonade and the root beer. Now he don't know. Now he don't remember.
Oh, yeah.
Now he got amnesia.
You know, we didn't grab that until like the second day or third day.
Yeah, it was almost the last day when we did that. But he came and got it off the rip. That's what I'm saying. He came and got it off the rip, bro.
Okay. Fuck
yep.
That shit.
And the people
what
at
else?
The...
What else?
The people at the dispensary remembered us, cuz.
For real?
Yeah, we knew y'all motherfuckers looked familiar and shit. I think the little bitch was trying to throw a vibe at the other guy, too. You know what I'm saying? But she done kind of blowed up a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
She done got bigger since last time I was
saying. Eat too many no edibles, dog.
Edibles, boy. Brownies got her fucked up.
I'm telling you, bro.
Put the brownies down, bitch. Smoke a
back
bowl.
Back away.
Put the brownie down.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Back away. For real. But we picked up some nice little goodies, man. We picked up pre-roll, of course, you know what I'm saying, true fashion. So I could just go on and get to it, man. My head was, boy, that shit was booming, bro. Try to get some weed and get some food, dog. So we picked up a white bubble kush pre-roll, you know what I'm saying, for the 15, make it even undone. We picked up a gram of Leroy, you know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Leroy THC content is 22%. You know what I mean? We picked up We picked up a gram of Kimmy Jones. And Kimmy Jones' THC content is 36.9%. You know what I'm saying?
Is it for real, though?
I mean, we ain't burned it yet, right?
Oh, that would have been the first.
We ain't burned it yet. It's cool, man, because, you know what I'm saying, cats on that tie shit, man. It was a late packing, you know what I mean? Motherfuckers on that last minute shit. Still come like, yo, we should have brought this, man. You know what I'm saying? Scramble at the last minute, dog. No organization went into this, man. We just trying not to get fired now on the real. You know what I'm saying? We had a little phone call from Mr. McIntyre, dog. We just trying not to get fired now for real. But it's cool, though. It's been a good day so far. You know what I'm saying? We picked up a 3.5 of that Blue Dream. You know what I'm saying? It's one of my personal favorites, so that's why I grabbed that. And then we also picked up a 3.5 of this shit called Animal Cookies. You know what I'm saying? And these are some, we picked the more crazy looking buds that they had in there today. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Of course, you know, the other guy continue your tradition of trying to get the strongest strain of my baby.
Of course, I love him.
Is that what the strongest shit you got? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, we continue that. But the other buds we picked were because they were the craziest buds. I picked the Blue Dream.
Yeah.
This was one of my favorites, man. But, you know what I'm saying? They didn't have the OG. That's why I got the Blue Dream, because they ain't had the OG. You know what I'm saying? So I was looking for that Godfather, dog. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
But the dude on the trolley to the rental car spot put us on the place called Sugar Leaf. You know what I'm saying? It's that shit out in I want to say it's in Aurora and shit. He put us on the spot called Sugar Leaf to check out. You know what I'm saying? It's his second time out here also. So he also said he was going to the Colorado Cup. You seen that? The Colorado Cup? You looked into that?
I seen it on your page.
You should look into that shit, man.
I was depressed to like it.
I know, man. It's all good, though, man. It's a dope thing. It's a dope event that they doing, bro. And then this dude came from Chicago, bro. And he said he was going to the shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's people really trying to attend this little event, man. So it's going to be nice to go out there and be able to take some time, spend with them people, just chat with them, pick their brain and shit. Cause we're going to smoke some splits in the street. I don't give a fuck, bro. You know what I'm saying? We'll take them tickets, bro. You know what I'm saying?
I don't even think they're going to be giving out tickets on that day.
We'll see, man. You know what I'm saying? But either they're going to hate Super Tough or they're going to be super cool, man. And I really feel like it's going to be super cool, dog. So shout out to Riggs for us. It's the event. It's the, what the fuck is that shit called? It's the venue where they having the event, Riggs for Us. It's on Colfax, man, right down the street from Good Kim. You know what I'm saying? So that's going to be a smooth little day right there. We finna hook up. We got a nice little tour coming through, man. My nephew coming through. I held that as a last-minute surprise, man. My nephew flying out from Rochester. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We're going to scoop him up after the show, man. We're trying to, you know, give somebody else. It can't nobody take your place, dog, but you know what I'm saying? We just trying to let somebody else get in on that, on the fun and the action. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, man. You know, hey, I'm all for that. That's how I got down. Yeah.
We sharing it with the family, man. So, you know, he needed a getaway. So I told him that we were going and shit, and then he got super gassed, and he hooked it up and caught his flight and everything. So we picking that brother up immediately after the show. We're going to have to shoot to the airport. You know what I'm saying? And so, you know what I mean? Yo, all right, so we holler at Buddy, the old dude on the trolley, right? And then we jump off at the Alamo spot. We go in there, we get in the car and shit, and Buddy chatting it up with us, right? Like, just shooting the shit. Super cool, man. Talking to him about why he moved to Colorado, and of course he said so he could smoke foot legally, so he ain't worried about catching a case or nothing. He from Florida, you know what I mean? He tried to sell us some tickets to a concert tomorrow, Wu-Tang concert, Ghostface Killah and Method Man and shit. It's like, all right, man, I'll probably pass on that. But Buddy was super cool. He tried to give us a Ford Focus, dog. It's like, man, hold on, bro. You know what I'm saying? So, but I'm cool, man. So I'm like, yeah, whatever, dog. Whatever you got, we'll take it, bro. So he said, I'm going to upgrade y'all, man, because I fuck with y'all and put y'all in the full size whip, whatever. Tell motherfuckers not to smoke in it because now they charging motherfuckers $250 smoking the car now. You know what I'm saying? He said last year motherfuckers went ham in the cars, bro. So you know what I'm saying? They're like, nah, can't do that no more.
I know they went ham in the cars. We didn't.
I'm telling you. Nah, we did.
Should have.
We kept it cool, man. Yeah, that's what I told the other guy, man. That's the first thing I said, man. So when we walk out to the lot, right, to pick up the car now, the lady say, you know, we show the paperwork, and the lady say, yeah, well, shit, I'll give you a free upgrade, too. I'll give you a free upgrade if you want to take a minivan. I said, well, shit, it's free. Yeah, free upgrade, bet. Fuck it, I'll take the minivan. I'm a fat motherfucker. I can't be running around no Ford Focus, bro. You know what I'm saying? And it's three of us, three dudes in a Ford Focus. Nah, man. You know what I'm saying? That's giving off the wrong impression, man. I'm not trying to do that. That ain't what we're here for. Even though minivan give off another impression, that's cool. I might need to be transitioning this or that anyway, so let me just go.
Real shit. Might as well try it out.
Take mine as a test drive. Hell yeah. Extended test drive, baby.
You're telling me. She gave me five to choose from, bro. There's everything out there. Chrysler, Dodge, Toyota, everything, bro. Jump in the car, get the car, ride out. So we ride out, man. Motherfucker stupid hungry. Of course, the first stop, we make Starbucks, man. They super cool, man. Shout out to Alex. I don't even remember what the chick name was and shit, man. But she cool, too, man. It's a good spot. We're going to stop by and see them again. But it hit Starbucks, and after that, we slid to this pizza spot, right? So as soon as we jump in the car from the dispensary, though, the other guy started getting on the drink. You know what I'm saying? He kicking off the party, folks. So he started getting on the drink. We go to pizza spot, and it's this lady got to be like 50, 60 years old, man. She say she moved to Denver in 1984. You know what I'm saying?
Damn.
So, and this lady serving tables at the restaurant and shit. So, you know, she come over talking and stuff. And like, you know what I'm saying? My head fucking with me and shit, bro. I'm fucked up. You know what I'm saying? And I'm cool in it because, you know, I'm at Denver, dog. I can't complain. You know what I'm saying? Life is good right now, bro. Can't be tripping. So, you know, they talking to us and shit, chatting up all woo-de-woo. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Y'all come to Colorado for the weed. Hell yeah. Fuck you talking about shit. I mean, come for the scenery, too. And we come for the people. You know what I'm saying? That ain't the only reason we came. But it is a good attraction, though. You know what I'm saying? But, hey, man, hell yeah, 100. So the lady chatted up with her, talking all this shit, telling us all these different stories and shit, all this different crazy shit about her life. And she started talking to us about, you know, gentrification and about the population growth of the city, you know what I'm saying, the economy of the city now. You know how it's changing. You know how cities change, same way that Atlanta changed. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's the same change that's taking place in Richmond right now. You know what I mean? Richmond is currently gentrifying. So she started talking to us about that. Everything was cool, man. We was in a good mood and shit, and the other guy was fucked up. And after we left the restaurant, we done fuck around and lost the car and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Damn. I forgot it was a minivan, ain't it?
I ain't even smoked, man, yet. I was completely sober, dog. It's probably
not with that headache. You weren't completely sober.
Well, it's probably sleep deprivation. I feel like that's why my head hurting. You know what I'm saying? And so maybe I get a good, nice rest. Probably not. You know what I'm saying? I got a couple more runs to make tonight already. It's a couple more plays already lined up. So I don't know, man. We gonna see how the shit turn out. But I think really sleep deprivation, dog. But we end up going in the wrong direction, dog. Lost the car. Came back. Rerouted ourselves and got the fucking car. So as we riding out and we going to get situated and everything, we talking, and we come to the conclusion between ourselves that we kind of feel like the lady was kind of talking slick to us in a way. A couple of the pieces he picked up and a couple of the pieces I picked up, it's kind of like, wait a minute, man, what the lady trying to, what the lady slick dissing us, you know what I'm saying? And then doing it so smoothly, like chatting us up and everything while she doing it, you know what I mean? That old bitch slick as fuck. Snake charmer ass bitch.
What the bitch say?
Talking about Oriental. Talking about her dad got a picture of Oriental, man. But you ain't no racist, though, huh? People can't be Oriental, man. But she old as fuck. That's what people used to say. I ain't giving you no pass, though. There's a couple things that she was saying that made me feel like, you know what I'm saying? Had some strong views about ethnicity and shit, even though she said she did. But them be the main ones.
Oh, yeah, I'm not racist, but fuck y'all niggers and wetbacks.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not racist. I love y'all.
Somebody, she feel like it need to be somebody at the border of Colorado, and every time a person come in, then a person need to go out.
Damn.
Like,
bitch, you missed your turn in, bitch. You been here since 1984.
I'm telling you, yes, sir. It's been time for you to leave. Fuck you, too. And then at the same time telling us she finna quit this job in 4 days and go work at the other restaurant down the street. That shit was slick crazy. Now we think about it. Oh, man, shout out to Diego, though, man. Diego hit us up, too, dog. We're going to link with Diego probably tomorrow, dog.
Word up.
He told us slide through the spot, dog. We could blow it out there cause, so we ain't got to worry about the hotel. You know what I'm saying? Like, Diego looking out 100, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Super cool, man, for all of y'all, though.
Damn, I was going to go fuck with Diego, man. That's why I wanted to go fuck with Diego.
For all y'all that unfamiliar, man, Diego is a cat that we met last year out here in Denver, who has a company that he co-owned. That's a vape juice company and shit. And we met him when we was out seeing the scenery at the Continental Divide, smoking blunts. Cool ass dude, kept in touch, man. He hit me up. He hit me up soon we touched down, bro. Like, hey, man, y'all holler at me, bro. What's up? Let's do something.
Word up.
So, shout out to Diego, man, cool ass dude. And that's kind of, you know, to me, that's an amazing thing that we came out here last time for 4 days, bro. You know what I'm saying? And we were just super excited to be here. We were green as fuck. We were green as the buzz is right here on this disc. You know what I'm saying? for real, bro. But we had a great time, man. I feel like that energy that we had translated to these people, bro, because these people remember us. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm telling you. So, you know what I'm saying? Throw a motherfucker a flyer and I'd be like, yo, yeah, yeah, we remember Mr. Nice Guy, bro. Yeah, whoop de whoop, yada, yada. Hey, that's what's up, bro. So, shout out to all the good friends that we made in Denver last year. And we're going to try our best to make some more good friends this year. Expand our family. You know what I'm saying? Expand our family. You know what I'm saying? Spread the seed, right. Son. Spread the seed. Shit on the struggle too, man. We done allocated most of the budget. So you know what I'm saying? It's like we got one rubber and we just gonna keep washing it out.
I'm gonna give you the first.
They fool stupid. I'm telling you. Hell yeah, man. Shout out to Cuzzo, man. Appreciate you being here, brother. You know what I'm saying? Wish you could really be here. But it's all good, man. Try again next year. Get somebody else on the line, man. You on the night show with God Knight. What's on your mind?
God Knight, what's going on? Von Hill.
Checking in. Whoa, gang.
Yeah. How y'all boys enjoying your trip so far? I was listening to the commentary.
Yeah, man, it's been a interesting. Coming to Denver with Mr. Nice Guy and this Mr. Nice Guy's friend, bro, it always lives up to its name, man. Because, you know, I kind of think about it, it's like, you know, all right, so what we going to do this time that we ain't do last time? How the fuck we going to top what we did last time, right? And yeah. As soon as we got in Colorado, we got close to the airport and shit, getting ready to land. I look outside and all that snow on the ground and shit and all that. Like, yo, this going to be completely different from last time. Shit. Mm-hmm.
But, so is it snowing everything up there? Or is it just snow on the ground? Cold?
Yeah, it's just snow on the ground, man. It's a little chilly, man. It's snow on the ground. I think it snowed yesterday. Snowed a little bit the day before that. It was a couple of events and conventions and things that was supposed to take place that got shut down and shit. So, you know, yo, let me take a minute to shout out to Houston, man. Houston, it's flooding out there. It's fucked up, man. My mother-in-law out there, she got stuck. She's supposed to come home today, so she got delayed. But, you know, it's a fucked up situation out there in Houston, man, for those of y'all who don't know. You know what I mean? Because, you know, if it was fucking Berlin or some shit, they have a nice little flag for you to put on your Facebook profile. But,
yeah.
You know, since it's Houston, it's like, ah, well, fuck them. You know what I'm saying? Same thing that lady said. I ain't no racist, but, you know what I'm saying? They need to have stronger border control. What the fuck?
I thought Texas, well, we all,
you know, Houston's flooded.
We
all can't go anyway. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. It ain't like we all wasn't here for Katrina, you know what I'm saying? So
mm-hmm.
Yeah. But we know how that go, yeah. Hey, if it was Manhattan, you know what I'm saying?
It's all good though, man.
He's talking about building the memorial already and ain't nobody even die.
Man. Yeah, I just wanna shout out to Houston for a minute, man, you know what I'm saying? That's real deal shit. But the Mr. Nice Guy experience, days in Denver, you know what I'm saying, it never disappoints, dog. Like, it's always interesting, the people that we come across and the vibes that we, the energy that we trade, you know what I'm saying? Denver is a different place, dog. It really is. It's a good place, man.
Yeah, I'm trying to get out there myself.
I'm telling you, it's all good, man. You know what I'm saying? As soon as we come back, then we plan it for next year, man. So everybody just gear up, man. Let's whatever we need to accommodate, let's try to work that out within our squad and shit. We got a lot of hands that's available, so, you know, we'll try to set everything up where those who want to get in. I mean, we might be able to work out a package or something. You never know, you know what I'm saying? We'll get on this shit super early, you know what I'm saying, for everybody who really trying to do that shit. Because, I mean, every time, bro, it just grows more and more fucking like, yo, wish we could have went with you, shawty. You know what I'm saying? Hey. And then, like I said,
yeah,
we got my nephew coming in from the Rock. So, you know what I'm saying, we get to share it with somebody else who was a family member in another part of the country, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's good, man. Get out there and have a good time. Just a nice guy. Yeah, right.
That's right, brother. You got to spread that, man. You got to spread that nice guy energy, man. So, you know what I'm saying? He a member of the Nice Guy Nation out there. Like I said, he needed to get away. So, you know what I'm saying? We put him on. Get out here and do this thing that we doing. Partake in the festivities and shit. You know what I'm saying? Get some of that great energy. Because like I said, man, Denver's a different city. It's a good city, man. So, get out here and suck up some of this good energy, man. Get out here and meet some of these good people. Where you at may be good, too, man. You know what I'm saying? It's good shit everywhere. It's good people everywhere. So, but as human beings, we might fall in the mold when we start taking that for granted, man. So it's good to shake it up and go somewhere else and meet some other good people and some good vibes, man. Shout out to all my good friends and everybody in the Nice Guy Nation. Shout out to King Von Hammond for being here, man, and also Cuzzo the Collector. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's been another edition of the Nice Shift. I'm your motherfucking host, God Nice. Live from Denver, bitches. Like I said, man, it's 420 all week. We got a couple different things to chop it up, man. Make sure y'all stay tuned for the events and the shit that is coming. It's definitely going to be a contest, motherfucker. But appreciate everybody tuning in and listening, man. We'll be back again tomorrow, motherfucker, Eastern Standard Time, 11 p.m. Yeah, every Monday through Thursday, 11 to 11:30. Until next time, I'll see y'all motherfuckers on the other side.